You know, this is a season of remembrance, and during November, thousands of services will be taking place all over Scotland, in fact, all over the UK, because it is important for us to remember different aspects of those who have given their lives in service.
However, understanding why we remember is important. We may remember in order to protect the future, but if we remember in order to keep a feud alive, or to get our own back on someone, then our remembering is destructive. We're allowing a hurtful memory to continue to control us. Often this kind of remembering turns us into bitter and angry people, and in doing so we become like those who have wronged us and destroy our own future.
But in a sense too, we need to remember. I need to remember just to be human. Like, so I need to remember your face. I need to remember in order that I can have a relationship with people. I need to remember telephone numbers. I need to remember faces and ideas. There are actually some people who struggle with faces, and it's an illness, actually. They can't remember faces. They see your face, and the next time round, they can't see it. It's like being colourblind. And that's a real challenge for people who go through that kind of experience. But these things are all... I need to remember promises. I need to remember ideas. If you promise to give me £1,000, I want to remember it so that I get it. And we need to remember ideas that have come our way. So this whole idea is important, but also it's important for our identity, because sometimes if people lose their memory, they're not sure who they are. So understanding how to deal with our memories is at the very heart of our Christian gospel, and it is central to Jesus' teaching about forgiveness, because we need to remember maybe we've been hurt, but also how can we forgive unless we forget, kind of thing. You know, sort of thing.
So in our service, we'll explore experiences that we have remembered, and we'll be encouraged to invite God's help to heal some memories that seem to dismember us from ourselves and our friends and from God himself. And we'll also be encouraged to celebrate the aspects of remembering that are positive and make us more Christ-like. And we thought it would be good to begin the service with a memory test.
So, and I think we've got, is it Lilius is going to lead us in this memory test? So it's over to you, Lilius.
Thank you very much. Right, we want you all to get in a big line down here, although it's going to be kind of curvy. So everyone come and stand this way, facing that way, in a big straight line. Now, this is going to test your memory, okay? We've got a few questions here, and you've to... Now, this is a game of honesty, so we expect everyone to be honest here, because I don't know if you know. But I'm going to say a few statements, and you've to take a step forward. So it's the first to reach that post. Now, you just didn't take big, giant steps, no cheating. just nice steps. to the post, and we'll see how good your memory is. Okay, so for example, who remembers their date of birth? So if you remember your date of birth, take a step forward. Now you've got a distinct advantage because you've in the sweep. Okay, who remembers your postcode? So take a step forward if you remember your postcode. These are rather giant steps, Ross. Who remembers their mobile phone number? Very honest people at the back there. There you are. Who remembers their PIN number for their bank? Okay. If you've not got one, that's fine. Stay where you are. That's good. Who remembers their first day at school? Primary school. Very first day at very first school, primary school. Okay. Who remembers... Sorry, you guys still at school. The last day at school. So your very last day at secondary school. Who remembers that? Ross, you've not left the school yet. Who remembers the Queen's birthday? So take a step if you remember the Queen's birthday.
The official birthday or the Queen's birthday itself?
Her own, the day she was born birthday. Nobody? Okay. Who remembers your bank account number? Now, the big long number that's your bank account number. Who knows? Oh, that's good. I'll be speaking to you later. Who remembers, without looking, what colour of socks you put on this morning, if you've got socks, if you've got tights? Very good. Well done, boys. Right, you can have a seat. Well done. Very good, everyone. Very honest.
Don't relax too much, though. I would like to get you into three groups. Just quickly, three wee circle groups so that you can sit together on the floor. Yes, people on the internet can take part in good old Blue Peter style, get a paper and pen. So while you're getting a paper and pen, we'll get ourselves into three groups. So a group here, and a group here, and then if you all take a piece of paper. One paper per group, so if you're here. And if you get yourselves a pen, so people on the internet as well, if you get yourselves a pen. And then you need to designate yourself one writer. So make sure you know who in your group is going to write. Now, this is called a memory test. And on the screen, in a wee while, there's going to be a picture. It will flash up for 20 seconds. Then it will come down. You're not allowed to write just now, Graham, so put the pen down, sit up. Everybody put the pen on the floor. Thank you. And then you watch the screen for 20 seconds, and in your group, at the end, when everything goes off, you have to try and write down as many items as you remember that's on the screen. You can play this at home. Okay, so there you are, that's your items. So you now have 20 seconds to write down as many items as you can remember came up on that screen. Well done. Right, you can go back to your places now. Well done. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed that. You know, sometimes we can't trust our memories to remember things, like we were doing there, we were writing things, trying to remember. But very important things we write down so that we don't forget. You know, girls, if there's a guy really, really likes you and he wants your phone number, you know, you'll write it. You'll say, I'll give you a number, and you write it with your lipstick. I mean, that's what you see in the films anyway. I don't know if that happens in real life. You know, Martha never wrote it on a lipstick for me anyway, you know. But anyway, things that are important, we write down so as we remember it. And, you know, also see really brilliant times you take pictures of things. Like, when you were growing up and when you're a wee baby, your mum and dad, they take a picture of you and you put it away in a wee book and you file it away and you're so proud of it. And then, you know, because you want to remember some of the greatest moments in your life, we take photographs, don't we? And we get videos of it and we say, because I don't want to forget this day, I want to remember it. And there's a great wee video on Google Chrome and it's all about that. And it will make you cry, but you just wish your dad had done this for you, don't you?
To think about now about some memories of your own, some memories that you'd want to pass on to somebody else, maybe a child of yours, if you have one day, or if you've already got some, what memories would you like to pass on? So you go into your groups as you were before, and you need to remember something happy, something sad, and something that's changed your outlook on life. And see if you can share one of these things. People on the internet can do the same thing. Can you think of something happy, something sad, and something that's changed your outlook on life? We've had a couple from the internet. Somebody said going to India was a big change to their life. Somebody else has mentioned changes in their family and illness, that kind of thing. That was mentioned in this group. Is there anything else that you want to input in this group that was a happiness or a sadness?
We thought sometimes having a sense of belonging being part of a bigger group can make you feel happy that you're accepted, and it's a sense of togetherness, whether it's in a football team or whether it's in a team doing something, you know, being part of something creative is a good thing. It's a real sense of belonging. Mm. You know.
Anyone want to add something from this?
What's the question?
One of the things that changed you, something happy, something sad, something that changed your perspective.
Yes, good things.
Yeah, we want to see something.
Natasha. You said one, didn't you?
What about
something happy? Something changed your life.
Something happy.
What was my happy thing? Yeah. Oh, the first time I sang.
Yeah. First time
you
sang.
Yeah.
What changed your life? Sing it.
Coming here. You want to? No. Nobody else. Julia.
No, Ashley. No, that's you. Where
do you go?
Which one?
Do you see the one you said at the end? What changed you?
It changed me because I came here because like I didn't believe in stuff until like I came here, and it's confusing.
That leads on very nicely, because the first Christians were so afraid that the truth about Jesus would disappear and be forgotten that they wrote it down. And perhaps if videos and emails like the one coming would have been around in those days, it would have appeared just like this. The interesting thing is that they shared in their experiences of Jesus. They shared their happy experiences and their sad experiences and their life-changing experiences. And the most important ones is perhaps the ones about forgiveness.
You know, some people collect memory texts. And I've got in my hand here a few little memory texts. And I'll just read one or two of them to you. And they can be quite uplifting. And it says here, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." This is an old version of the Bible, but somebody remembering that and keeping that and trying to file it away, and from time to time just pulling out that text encourages them. Or you might get another one here. I see another one. These were quite popular, I think, round about the turn of the last century. People had a lot of these. And it says, "Stand ye in the ways and ask for the old paths, and you shall find rest unto your soul." People looking for direction, saying, what's the best way? How should I live my life? And this passage is saying, this little text is saying, go down the old way, the well-worn track. You know, the things that you think are old-fashioned sometimes are the well-worn ways that work. Don't always throw the baby out with the bathwater and trying to find new things. Here's another one that's just interesting. And I'll finish with this because we've got, other things to talk to you about. But I am the Lord thy God, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. In other words, reminding someone that God is at the centre of their life and God is the one that leads us. Memories are important, and it's good why some people like this remember things and remember texts in order that they can cope with it. And I don't know about you, but watching the video, the Google video about memories is so important. I remember just how much that meant to me, thinking about my own children and the stories that we did and when they were younger, and the photographs, and remembering photographs is such a good thing and an uplifting thing. But equally, we can carry memories that are so sad and confusing and difficult and painful. And you think of the memories of South Africa, what South Africans must be feeling sometimes, how they have dealt with these difficult times, trying to think of the times when they were apartheid and they were under persecution and people in a really difficult place. It's painful to remember these things. And yet sometimes we have to remember the painful things to come to terms with them and face up to them, and in order to also that we might forgive those who have hurt us. Here's a video by Desmond Tutu, where he's just talking a little bit about how the people in South Africa learned to forgive in order that they could be free.
Yeah. spiritual well-being. So that you can say, forgiving is good for your health.
Here's a little video we made earlier that just sums up what we're talking about. The God who teaches us how to forgive. And we thought this video sums it up.
There is a story of a woman who spoke to God. And that was fine, as far as the church was concerned. But God also spoke to the woman. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way and the truth." But the church likes to be the way and to check the truth. And an old woman to whom God spoke directly was worrying. And so the bishop summoned the woman to him and asked, "Does God really speak to you?" "Yes, he does," said the woman. "It's not that we disbelieve you," said the bishop, disbelieving her. "But I wonder if next time you and God are talking, you would ask him a question and then tell me his answer." "If you like," said the woman. "I'd like you to ask him something which only he could know," said the bishop. "I'd like you to ask him what sin I confessed to him last week." The woman agreed and went away. Some days later, she returned to see the bishop. "Well," said the bishop, "has God been talking to you?" "Yes," the woman replied. "And did you ask my question?" "I did," said the woman. "And what did he say I confessed to him last week?" "He said he can't remember. He said he'd forgiven, and to make his forgiveness of you complete, he'd forgotten. Oh, and he said, if you really want to experience the power of his grace, you should forget too."
This is an amazing message that the gospel speaks of, helping us to learn to forgive and to forget. And yet, sometimes when we've been hurt and when others have hurt us, or when we've done something wrong, other people remember, and it makes it so hard for us to move on because people remember what we have done in the past. And yet, this is what church is about. This is what we believe as Christians, that God forgives us our sins. We come and we seek his forgiveness, and we receive that forgiveness because God has taken the responsibility for our sins onto himself because he loves us. Not only that, but he has paid the cost of our sins. And this amazing story of the cross of Christ, it's like a diamond that's got so many facets to it. And you look at it one way and you can understand it this way, and you look at it another way and you can understand it this way. But the most important thing is, it's a diamond that tells us how much God loves us and how we can be forgiven for the past. And it also challenges us to forgive those who have offended us and hurt us. And in a few moments, those of us who want will be able to gather around the communion table and be remembered. Come back into the family of God. Come back in to be forgiven and be remembered and feel part of God's love and feel part of God's family. And before we do this, before we come back to just reflect on what it means to gather around the cross and gather around the table, we're going to sing some songs. But before we do that, we're going to have a little group exercise. I've got some envelopes here, and there's memory texts in the envelopes. And what you've got to do is, as groups, you have to try and work out, see if you can put the text together. Okay, so that's a wee challenge for you all. See if you can make sense of the text and remember the text. And then if you can remember the text, somebody, once you've remembered it, bring it up and put it on the communion table. Okay, so that's your challenge. And those at home, I don't know what we can do. Can we just throw this envelope through to you? Do you get it? I don't know what we're going to do about that, but maybe Ray's thought up some idea to help you with that. I don't know. Because she can do the magic. Thank you. Okay, here is now memory test. Again, memory test tonight. Is anybody confident enough to say, "I think I can remember it," and stand up and say it? Can you remember it? Come on, there must be somebody who's got a wee shot. Well, maybe two people help one another working it together. Two are better than one, it says in the Bible. Is there two people who could sort of spur one another on? Come on, just for a bit of fun. Let's see if we can do it. Natasha, you up for it? Come on. You were doing it a minute ago there. Come on. Ryan, you help her. Do you remember it? Together you could do it. Are you ready? No, no. Okay. What? What about Ryan? Oh, Ross, sorry, I kept on calling you Ryan. Ross. Oh, they're looking at different ones. Okay. Is anybody, nobody wants to have a go at it? No? See, I remember remembering one, and I now remember it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you remember it, if you keep on working at it, you can remember lots of bits out of the Bible which become. And I've got another text I remember when I get really anxious. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your heart in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. So whenever I get nervous next year when I'm doing my big job, I'm just going to say, remember, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. So you see, if you remember the bits of the Bible, they can help you in your whole walk as you do your daily job and get involved in everyday life. We're going to invite everyone to make a circle around the Lord's table tonight. You're invited to take part in the service, the bread and the wine. If you truly want to be forgiven for your past and you truly want to know Christ's presence in your life, if as you join in a circle, we ask everyone to do that, but you feel you're just not quite ready to take the bread and the wine, that is perfectly okay. Just pass it to the person next to you. And if the person next to you is not sure, just pass it round. That passing it round in itself is an act of love and an act of thoughtfulness and an act of respect to Christ. If you feel you want to take the bread, then you're saying, I want to be part of Christ. I want this new life in me. And if you take the wine, you're wanting to say, I want this presence of Christ to grow in me. I want to be changed. I want to be remembered. I don't know what's in your heart, but I don't want to judge you. But equally, I don't want to put anyone under any kind of pressure to do something they feel uncomfortable with. But I think we've all been sharing together around together, and it would be nothing, it'd be lovely if we gathered around the table to begin with. And for some, that's your first step. You don't need to do anything else but gather around the table and pass the bread and the wine round. And in doing that, that's enough to make a to start. But for others, if you feel you want to take of the bread and the wine, then that is also fine. But remember, it's a serious commitment of just thinking through that you want your sins forgiven and you want to forgive others. You want to receive the presence of Christ into your life. Let's gather around the table. We gather around this table to remind ourselves that Christ died on the cross for us. To remind ourselves that there is an opportunity where God invites us this evening to come and share and be part of his kingdom and his family. When Jesus died on the cross, he died in our place. And so when we take the bread and the wine, we are inviting his risen presence, his spirit, to come and dwell in our lives and dwell in our hearts and dwell in our lives. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, remember, one of his closest friends betrayed him. So he knows what it's like to be betrayed. I think there's someone in this circle here tonight and you feel you've been betrayed by a friend and you know the pain of that betrayal. So Jesus knows how you feel because he has been there. There is nothing that you have experienced in life that he did not experience also. You've been mocked and you've been laughed at by friends. Jesus was mocked and laughed at and scourged and beaten up even. he's gone through all that pain too. And he was laughed at by others. And religious people thought he was no longer of any importance. They tried to put him down. And yet it was in the night that he was arrested, in the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as oft as you will in remembrance of me. Because as often as you do take this bread, you do remember my death until I come again." And when the supper was ended, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed in my blood. I'm making a new promise to you. As often as you do drink this blood, this wine, you do remember my death until I come again. In remembrance of me." And in remembering, he comes also to remember us. As I pass the bread round, if you feel like taking a part, do so, or just pass it to the person next to you. And we simply say to one another, if you don't know the person's name, find out their name. And then just say, "The body of Christ broken for you." And that's all you need to say. And even if you don't take it, you can just simply say to someone, "Is that not a nice thing to say? The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you." The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Say a prayer together. Gracious Father, we thank you that as we gather around this table, you remind us that this is the table because you are the Father, the head of our home, the head of our lives. And we pray that this table might be a symbol to us of our family table, of your presence in our homes and in our families. And we pray that your presence might journey with us tonight, wherever we might go. We pray for those looking in on the internet that they too might feel part of this service as we gather around this table, that they may feel united in love and in fellowship, and that this bread and this wine might be for us a remembering of us to be part of Christ. Now go into the world and live for Christ. And may his presence surround you and indwell you, that when you reach into the world, you might never feel alone, but you might feel his presence close to you. In the name of Christ, amen. You may go back down again and we'll sing our last hymn. I want to suggest if there's anyone this evening and you've been interested in what's been said tonight and you want to find out a wee bit more about what the Christian message is all about, I've got some of the original manuscripts, the source documents. I was going to say the original manuscripts. If they were, they would be very, very valuable and it would be the first. But these are the source documents, some of the source documents of John's Gospel. And if anybody wants to take one as you leave church tonight, just take one. You're very welcome. I've got four there, and if somebody wants more, I can get them to you. But they're there for you just to lift and take, and you might want to read at your leisure. Thank you for coming this evening. Thank you for sharing in our service. Thank you to our friends on the internet for being part of a service this evening, for taking part in a service. As we share together, we grow together. And let's not forget one another. And when you're doing your shopping, or when you're in the school this week, or when you're at your work, if that little song comes into your head, I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. I am not forgotten. God knows my name. Just remember, God does know your name. Because do you know what it says in the Bible? Your name has been written on the palms of his hands. I was joking earlier on about the girl who wants to write in lipstick her phone number on a boy's hand so she remembers to phone her. God has written your name on the palm of his hand. Isn't that amazing? He knows you by name. And I think that when we grasp that, it changes everything. So if you're out there on the internet and you're just a bit down, your name is engraved in the palm of his hands, along with the nail prints, all to redeem you because you're so precious. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and always. Amen. Go in peace from here and serve the Lord.